You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's great to chat with you. Our first one, I think, for a few months at least. So it's really lovely to have you back on the show, and lots to get straight stuck into. Grant Robertson's retiring. That's a massive change for the Labour Party. You must be feeling, on a personal and professional level, that particular loss.
Oh, of course, I'm going to miss Grant enormously. He's a very good friend of mine, and he's done an amazing job as our Minister of Finance during some amazing challenges for the country. You know, he led the New Zealand economy through a once-in-a-generation shock. You know, the global pandemic is like nothing any of us would have experienced before. There's no real rule book to it, and he led us exceptionally well through that. But I'm also excited for him. You know, I think no one's in politics forever, and he's got an amazing opportunity to go off and do something else where I know that he'll contribute hugely to New Zealand. You know, being Vice-Chancellor of a university is a great job, and actually for the future of our country also a really important job.
It's fair to say, I think, that Grant's been ballast for the Labour Party through some big changes, and obviously particularly in the loss of the election, stabilising force perhaps in the party. What's this going to mean for that internal dynamic? Are you confident about the strength of the Labour Party at the moment?
We've got an absolutely amazing team. So, yeah, I'm really confident in the strength of the team that we've got here as a Labour team at Parliament. It doesn't mean we won't miss Grant. Of course we will miss him. But we've got some amazing talent coming through as well. Barbara Edmonds, who's our new finance spokesperson, is incredible. She's probably the most qualified person to be, you know, to audition for the role of Minister of Finance of anybody in recent living memory. And but I think one of the things that's amazing about Barb is that she can see the economy from both sides. She's a mother of eight. She's the sole income earner in a household of 10. And I think that means that, you know, she can see both sides of the equation. So she really understands how the economy works, but she also understands how it works at a household level as well.
The One News Variant poll has come out, and it has shown a very slight increase in Labour's statistics, but it's shown quite a significant increase in your own stats as a preferred Prime Minister, down by 10%. What do you think is contributing to that one, Chris?
Oh, well, I'm not the Prime Minister anymore, and I think that's probably the major contributor to it. You know, as Prime Minister, you're on the TV news doing things every night. As Leader of the Opposition, I'm not. And also, you know, with the role of critiquing the government is a less popular role than being the government. That's just the nature of the beast. If you look at every opposition leader in recent times, none of them really have excelled in the preferred Prime Minister stakes, because that's the nature of the job. Actually, what matters is, you know, what will people be thinking 3 years from now, or 2.5 years from now, when they next go to the ballot box, you know, when they're next voting on who they want the government to be. That's what we've really got to be focused on.
The current government is facing a lot of scrutiny for some of its policies, some of its rhetoric that's going through at the moment. There has been some conversation that perhaps you've not been visible enough in challenging that. What would you say to that?
I think we have to recognise that, you know, New Zealand has been voting for change. I don't think the change that the current government are delivering is necessarily the one that Kiwis had in mind, and we will be scrutinising them and holding them to account on that. But we're also not going to bark at every passing car either. I think we need to be, you know, we need to be selective about the things that we choose to really critique them on. And we also need to make sure that we're offering a positive alternative. And that positive alternative isn't going to materialise, you know, immediately after an election loss. We've actually got to spend some time doing the work to develop that.
What is concerning you then? What is on the horizon that you have your eyes on? Because we've seen already, you know, big attacks towards the integrity of Te Tiriti. That's a pretty foundational one. We've also seen a lot of, I guess, social issues really taking the forefront at the moment. What is the Labour Party's focus of concern with the current government?
Well, I think the current government have got their priorities all wrong. I mean, when they're talking about pushing more children into poverty, potentially 13,000 more kids living below the poverty line, having more New Zealanders take up smoking in order to generate more revenue from tobacco, and using that money to fund tax breaks for landlords, you know, I think, and accelerate the tax breaks for landlords, in fact. I think it shows that we've got a government, you know, fundamentally whose priorities are all wrong. But I don't just want our time in opposition to be about them. I also want it to be about us articulating an alternative positive vision for the country. If you look back over the last 40 years of neoliberalism in New Zealand, we've been told that a rising economic tide lifts all boats. Well, we've now got 40 years worth of proof that that's not true, and that actually there's a lot of New Zealanders out there who work really hard, actually contribute to our productive economy, but don't actually see the benefits of the hard work that they are putting in. And they're seeing those benefits being captured by others. And I think we need to really rethink that. I think we need to offer some solutions to that.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I guess, to see what that looks like from your party. But it's been really great to speak with you this morning, Chris. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time. Take care. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.